A crowd of more than 50 Sitkins gathered in Totem Square last night to honor the 49 victims of Sunday's shooting at Pulse, an Orlando nightclub. Organized by Sitka resident Hannah Guggenheim, the group gathered beneath a blue sky in a big circle and, holding strips of orange paper, took turns reading the 49 names aloud. KCAW's Emily Kwong was there and spoke with Guggenheim.
There was events in D.C. and in New York and all around the country, but nothing had happened quite yet in Sitka, and I just thought, well, let's just think of a date, set it. So Monday seemed like a good time for us, for everybody to get together right after work, and just posted it on Sitka Chatters.
Jean Nieves Rodriguez, 27 years old.
Frank Hernandez, 27 years old.
Angel L. Candelario Pedro, 28 years old.
Antonio Devone Brown, 29 years old.
Eddie Jameldroy Justice, 30 years old.
Enrique L. Rios Jr., 25 years old.
Yesterday I couldn't breathe. I stayed under my covers and watched the images on Facebook and TV over and over.
My name is Debbie Terry, and I've lived in Orlando for 30 years. The club was new since I left, but I actually know the woman that started it after her brother. The name is Pulse, to represent the heartbeat of her brother who died of HIV, and just to continue a safe, lively place for people to go to and feel safe.
I live in Washington, D.C. I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow and go home to my husband and my dog, who I'm looking forward to seeing very much, especially my dog. And I'm just so appreciative that this happened here, that this vigil happened here. I needed something like this.
More people spoke, and then Hannah Guggenheim brought out 49 white tea lights for people to take home, but not before the group laid them in the grass in the formation of a heart.
My heart is just with the youth and people in our community who want to be here today at this event, but don't feel safe in our community, coming out to their friends and family, don't feel comfortable. And I just hope that we can do what we can here to make this community more welcoming, more genuinely welcoming.
Voices of Sitka residents honoring the victims of the Orlando shooting.